This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. In just a minute, we'll get to our weekly bloggers roundtable. But first, an update on the stories building buzz on our blog, News and Views. I am joined by News and Notes web producer Jeffrey Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
This BL buzz blogosphere,
right.
Blah blah blah.
It's a bit much.
But we do have buzz in the blogosphere. So, what are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about, as you talked about earlier in the show, the differing emergency responses to the California wildfires and Hurricane Katrina. We posed the question on our blog, is it fair to make a comparison? And if so, what are the differences? Now, some said it was a simple matter of leadership. Others said it boiled down to differences of race and class. Now, here's what folks said. Maraven Beasley, who reads our blog, says the difference between Katrina and the California fires are two different classes of citizens, rich versus poor, black versus white. A reader named Leela, who actually lives in Southern California, wrote, fires are common in the area, and luckily we have state and local governments that are prepared for an event like this. And Ernice, one of our listeners who comes to our blog pretty frequently, says, I look at the success of California's evacuation as a positive from the disaster of Katrina and what happened at the Superdome. Hopefully those that were spearheading the effort learned what not to do.
Now, we also had a heated conversation about race and intelligence. What's the response been?
Yeah, we started following that issue right after geneticist James Watson made the comment about Africans being intellectually inferior to Westerners. Watson has since apologized. He's been suspended by his research institution. But folks in our blog were not sympathetic in the least. Some people called it scientific racism. One person said, since race is a social construct, not a biological one, that alone undermines this line of research. A woman named Judy Wileen, who reads our blog, says, data in itself is value neutral. The question is always what people will do with it. And C. Robinson, a reader who goes by that handle, said, the saddest thing is not that another esteemed scientist asserts blacks to be intellectually inferior. What's sad is that many blacks, deep down in their gut, also believe it to be true. They believe in their own inferiority. And so that conversation is still ongoing.
Yeah, and what are some of the other popular topics popping off?
Well, folks are still talking about the thousands of men in Philadelphia who volunteered to patrol the streets there in an effort to curb crime. They're talking about director Tyler Perry's success, contrasted with the artistic merits of his movies and his plays. And they're also talking about Barack Obama making news for his ties to gospel singer Donnie McClurkin. McClurkin has made controversial comments about gays and lesbians, and now folks are calling on Obama to break ties with him. So folks can jump in on any of those topics in our blog, News and Views.
All right, and they are certainly going to pop off on our bloggers roundtable about McClurkin.
Yeah.
Jeff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.